stock picks this evening. Nathan, a logistics company.
It's a public storage company. Self-storage. It plays to the theme of people living in smaller units and then they have to pack their winter stuff away for summer and vice versa. It seems to me that as we move into more and more urbanization, population grows, especially around cities, that companies like this that offer you the ability not to throw your stuff away but to store them for when you need them is going to become more and more popular. So it's one of the ones we like, American company.
All right. Derek, how about you?
I'm going for Prosus tonight. It's obviously fallen out of favor since the recent unbundling or listing out of Naspers. And I've been monitoring the discount to net asset value, obviously overlaying that with Naspers. So I think we have seen a little bit of a partial tick up in Tencent, and that discount to net asset value in Prosus has actually got to an attractive level at the moment that I'm prepared to pay for. Again, you're making a call on Tencent. So sitting around circa 330 Hong Kong dollars, I still think that there's a lot of growth potential out of Tencent, and my way to play it would be through Prosus and obviously getting some of the periphery offshore assets inside of that Prosus listing.
Are you disappointed at what's happened to Prosus since it listed?
I'm not surprised, to be honest. I think that a lot of hype was built in. Obviously, let's call it a listing price of around 1,200 Rand a share. I think that was the closing price or just below that on the listing day. With all the trade wars that have gone on, it's really a relative price to Tencent. So, a lot of the emerging market space has been out of favor, and that includes Tencent. So, yeah. Okay.
Gents, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nissen Nye is from Sasson Securities. Derek Janssen van Rensburg is from Anchor Securities. And we'll be back with Stockwatch tomorrow night at 7:30. Have a good evening.